Today, we are privileged to have in our program the CEO of Neighborhood Watch Australasia to talk to us about holiday security solutions, Ms. Ingrid Stonehill. Welcome to the program, Ingrid.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
All right. So there's an interesting news release recently about neighbors being a key to keeping one's home safe while going on the holiday. Can you tell us more about these recent findings?
Yes, certainly. I think that there is an attitude out there about people living in communities where there is a lot of goodness there and people generally want to help each other. Mm-hmm. And one of these key findings that was found through this research done by QBE supports that, and that is that 8 out of 10 Australians say that they'd be more comfortable going away on holiday if they knew that their neighbours would be able to look out for them. So I guess what that means for us is that there is a willingness out there for neighbours to have a reason to talk to their neighbours and to be engaged with them.
So you can say that more and more Australians are building better relationships now with their neighbours?
Oh, well, I'd like to say that is true, but possibly it's not as true as we would like it to be. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for example, Neighbourhood Watch has been in Australia for, you know, it's been a program for about 30 years now. And we have noticed a decline, if you like, with neighbours talking to neighbours because, you know, we have such busy lives now and there's a lot of social media and people live in gated communities or they come home from work and they just, the garage door goes up and they just drive in. Mm-hmm. Whereas before, certainly when I was growing up, we used to walk to school and we'd walk to the shops and we'd have a reason to walk within our street. So we would often meet our neighbours and talk. Mm-hmm. But I think now people are beginning to realise again that it's actually really, really important to be connected to somebody that you live around and to know someone that lives next door to you. You know, makes you feel more safe and comfortable.
All right. So what are the ways in which someone can be a proactive on home security?
Well, there's lots of ways, particularly I think when they're going away on holiday. Mm-hmm. So if we talked about that, I mean, when you live at home, then obviously you would normally collect your own mail or you would take away all the advertising paraphernalia that gets left around your letterbox. And if you were at home, you would put out your wheelie bin or your rubbish bin, and you would have lights going on and off in your home. So one of the key things that we think about and what we encourage people to think about is if your home looks as though it's lived in, then people are probably less likely to see that as an opportunity to commit a crime or to come looking for a burglary because they'll think possibly that you're home. So we encourage people to maybe ask their friends or their relatives or even probably most importantly their neighbours, to help them by doing those things that would normally occur. So collecting your mail, maybe they could put out that rubbish bin for you. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure there's no advertising material left lying around. Mow the lawns perhaps, hang some washing on your line. And we encourage people also to think about setting some timer switches for lighting so that lights go on and off in your home as well. So all of those things indicating that somebody is in your home when you're not.
Ingrid, how about social media? We all know that Facebook, Instagram are very popular nowadays. How can it be an open invitation as well to burglars?
Well, I think that's a very interesting concept. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, when they, you know, myself included, when you're learning about social media, my children not so, they seem to be very clever about these things. Mm-hmm. I think that you have to become very cautious around the use of your privacy settings. And one of the things that can occur, you've got to remember that often people are looking for opportunities to commit a crime. Mm-hmm. So one of their ways of doing that is if they can see you on Facebook of your lovely holiday vacation photographs, they might be able to work out what your name is. They might be able to work out where you live, and then they can assume that you're not there. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we encourage people to do is just check your privacy settings on your social media and make sure maybe that you're only sharing your photographs with your friends and then that your friends aren't sharing it maybe through a public profile. So just mm-hmm. be very aware. You know, Facebook, for example, are very good at promoting privacy settings. Yep. So we're just suggesting share with your friends, because we doubt that your friends are likely to burgle you.
Yeah. But it could happen.
Yeah, it could. Yeah. I'd suggest, you know, I'm reviewing that friendship.
Yeah.
But yeah, just to be aware. I mean, mm-hmm. you're never going, if somebody is determined to burgle your house or take your things, then, you know, no matter what you do, it's going to be very difficult. But a lot of our crime, you know, we talk about 80% of crime, particularly burglaries around the holiday season, mm-hmm. is about opportunity. Mm-hmm. So what we're suggesting is take away that opportunity, you know, get to know your neighbours, start a neighbourhood watch group. And if your house looks lived in and somebody's watching it, then that's not going to make it such a good opportunity for someone.
So being a CEO of Neighbourhood Watch Australasia, Ingrid, do you have any favourite quotations that you can share to us about safety or security?
Well, I've got lots of good advice. I've probably got pages and pages of advice. Mm-hmm. but you know, you can never be too cautious. Mm-hmm. You know, this is your property. Nobody wants to be a victim of crime. It's mm-hmm. it's an awful, ghastly feeling. And anyone listening that has had a theft or had something taken from them or damaged, they will know. It's a dreadful, dreadful feeling. So you can never be too cautious. Mm-hmm. You know, check and double check that your doors are locked, your windows are locked. And if you don't know that neighbour next door, take this as an opportunity, you know, get up enough courage to go next door and introduce yourself and just say, hey, I'm going to be away. Here's my telephone number. Would you consider just keeping an eye on my property and just texting me or letting me know if something is wrong? You know, it's a very simple, but you can never be too sure.
Yeah, definitely. So thank you very much, Miss Ingrid Stonehill, CEO of Neighbourhood Watch Australasia.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for talking to me today.
Have a good day.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.